Woodrow Kroll here. When you train one pastor in Ecuador, some donor friends are standing by to train a second pastor.
Call 833-443-5467 or go online at trainapastor.com.
Every gift counts, and now every gift is doubled. Trainapastor.com.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious how the people who were excited to have their prophet come into Jerusalem suddenly find out that their leaders took him off and killed him.
Well, they wouldn't like that.
Well, I don't think they would, but I was just curious if somebody recorded that, you know, oh my gosh, the next day there was this big riot and they threw the leaders out, or they said, well, that's just what happens. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know of any extra-biblical stuff on that. What I'm thinking about is Josephus. He may have heard something and wrote something down, but other than that, I wouldn't know.
Number 5.
Will God hold us responsible for not working to save souls? Yes, yeah. If he's called you to do it and you don't. No, if he's not called you to do it and you don't do it. Generically speaking, we're all called to do this, to, you know, share the gospel one way or another. And for the most part, most every Christian does. But there are going to be circumstances where, you know, say a mom is at home and just has what we have in San Diego, the moms group, which was all Christian moms. And, you know, you don't really kind of get out of that circle for 2, 3, 4 years. And so you don't really share the gospel because you're already with me. So is that excusable? Of course it is. But normatively speaking, we're all supposed to share the gospel. And if we can, great. If we can't, we understand, you know, legitimate reasons we can't, you know.
Number 4.
Biden, I think, approve of abortion and the homosexuality thing. I mean, are we like Sodom and Gomorrah at
this
point?
Let me go to Romans 1, the last couple of verses. Let me read 28, 29, 30, 32. Just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Being filled with unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil. I mean, that right there, you know, how many genders are there? You know, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And verse 32, and although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. And this is what's happening now.
Number 3.
I know your article says that believers can baptize each other, and I just wanted to confirm the validity.
It's called the priesthood of all believers. This is one of the things that the cults don't like, and Roman Catholicism and Eastern Orthodoxy don't like. But the priesthood of all believers means we all can act in a priestly sense. In the sense that we can bring others to know who Christ is, we can intercede for them in prayer and other things because we have that authority, we have that in Jesus. So, a truck driver, if he's Christian, loves the Lord, walking with the Lord, he can baptize your husband, no problem. Nothing in Scripture says you must have it be done by a pastor or an elder or anything like that. Nothing in Scripture says that's the case.
Number 2.
Is sorrow required for like a true repentance? I ask because I know personally in my own life I've been struggling in that way. Like I scripturally I know what's wrong and I repent and I, you know, it's killing me that I can't feel sorrow.
Okay, so people are different. You know, for example, I have Asperger's. I've been diagnosed professionally, so I have Asperger's. Well, Asperger's people tend to not feel as much connection with a lot of people. We're not as emotionally needy as a lot of people are. So when I go to pray about something, there's a lot of times I don't have any sorrow, you know, for a particular sin, except to say, well, Lord, I'm sorry I'm doing this, and I know it's wrong. Please help me. And so with me, for example, it's more intellectual. But for a lot of people, it's far more heartfelt. Well, which one is the right one? I would say both are, because we're different. Now, the Bible says in Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So God wants us to think and understand these things.
Just preach the word of God is all I'm saying. I'm sick and tired of walking around here like I have a third eye and a third head. It's very simple. This isn't a medical issue. This isn't a political issue. This is a spiritual warfare. They made that very clear when they said that churches had to be closed, and yet weed dispensaries and strip clubs were open. This has been a target on the church since day one. And we have to pray that this demonic deception leave the church. We have to stand up and be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. What are we doing sitting in the corner praying? The reason why I started evangelizing was because you said pray and go. We need more men like you that will speak the truth. Do you know J.B. Hall, I heard a sermon of his, he said that we are not to empathize, we're to sympathize. Because sympathizing makes you do things. So starting today, all the believers out there, if you truly care about your communities, your family, and you know the truth, don't sin any further by sitting on the truth. Just to appease your brothers and sisters that don't understand what's going on. Be the light. Be the leadership that you want there to be. In Jesus' name.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.